Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Now to our esteemed book reviewer, Cara Martin, back with an interesting read about ethics and the fact that does our world have any these days? Is there any sense of a moral compass today? The book is Sweet Tooth by Ian McEwan. Cara Martin, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Always great to see you. Sweet Tooth, tell me the link of the title to the book's content, Cara.
Yeah, well, the book is set in the 70s and ominous in the background is the Cold War and a bit of a threat of spreading communism. So MI5, which is a bit like ASIO, decides that what they're going to do is they're going to recruit writers, journalists, to actually sell their story. And they call this Operation Sweet Tooth. The trick is that it's important that the authors and the journalists don't realise they're actually being fed this information or they're being supported to tell this certain side of the story rather than the other side.
Yeah. Mm. You say you're not as impressed with this book of Ian McEwan's as you were with his first read. Still worth reading though?
Yeah, I've read a couple of Ian McEwan's. Atonement I thought was a wonderful book. I really enjoyed that. Saturday I thought was very thought-provoking. He's won the Booker Prize twice. Like, this guy's a legend. But I guess, with this one, it just didn't have some of the depth and some of the characterisation that I've really enjoyed in the past. Mm.
The story is set in Britain in 1972. Take us through some of what happens.
Well, in this book, what we've got is Britain pre-Thatcher. And I had sort of forgotten, though I was very small when it said, but I'd forgotten that how chaotic it was in Britain then.
Oh, yeah.
They had the strikes, the rolling strikes. Britain was losing lots of money, like they weren't handling the economy very well. And also the IRA was bombing places. So it was a very chaotic time. The main character is Serena Froome, who's daughter of a bishop, enticed by a lover to actually join MI5. And she is one of the operatives on this operation, Sweet Tooth. So she's sent to recruit this author. And it's sort of like you can imagine what's going to happen. And it does happen. She falls for this guy, Tom Haley, then becomes compromised in the whole sort of trying to get him to tell the story stuff. It all goes pear-shaped. And Tom actually isn't doing what he's supposed to do. He's starting to write about a bleak future, which is not the message that they want the authors to write about.
Okay. So in the end, she loses both herself and her sense of moral compass. How and why does that happen?
Well, I think it's because she's got nowhere where she can actually get her morals from. Her family, even though her father's a bishop, her family provides no guidance at all, it would appear. They're just worried about looking right rather than actually helping her with her decision-making and who she is. Her first lover is, she's seduced by this lecturer at Cambridge, you know, the seat of learning, and this lecturer, I would call him rather, grabs her. The government and public service are portrayed as inept and they're corrupt, and they're actually paying her to be deceitful. She's got to pretend she is something she isn't, because that's what it's all about. She ends up moving from one disastrous affair to the next. She can't trust anyone. And she has no identity, no sense of identity or esteem. And it's very sad.
With her dad as a bishop, what does her attitude turn out to be towards religion? And at that time, how does this book report society's attitude towards her?
That's exactly right. And this is probably the thing that I find saddest in the book. Basically, religion is portrayed as completely impotent. It has no power to change anything. In fact, on page one, the very first page, there's this quote. Her father, the bishop, his belief in God was muted and reasonable. It did not intrude much on our lives and was just sufficient to raise him smoothly through the church hierarchy and install us in a comfortable Queen Anne house.
Fair bit about that these days, isn't
it? Isn't that sad, though? What a tragic comment about what faith is. And then later she says she goes back to visit home when her life's in a mess, and probably, you know, if anyone had actually held her close to them and asked her a few questions, she would have, you know, just poured it all out.
Yeah.
But her father goes off to run a service. It's a Christmas service. And she talks about it being such a blessing that her father, just like most of Anglicanism, doesn't actually expect you to go to church or listen.
Go figure.
And it's just this idea that there is a faith that's private and inconsequential is, I think that's a very, very sad statement.
But there are bits of the book you like.
Yeah, I think McEwan's being really clever in the book, and what he has actually done, this isn't revealed in the book, but he actually talks about it. The writer Tom Haley is actually him as a young man. And what he does is he goes back to his own short stories and actually inserts them in this book and has a chance to rewrite them or represent them. So I think that's actually a really interesting idea.
That's clever, yeah.
Nice. I think he's being a bit too cute in doing it. But on the other hand, there's this playful idea about who is the author and who is the reader.
Mm. Good stuff. How interesting, thought-provoking, Cara Martin. Thank you so much, as always.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.